We have some garbage company is picking up our garbage and they're not supposed to.
Oh.
We have two different companies.
Oh, I see.
And one comes on Monday and one comes on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And
and that little thing.
Yeah. That water is awfully loud.
Well, you can't control that.
Maybe the refrigerator is loud. Well, I'd eat it soon after go hungry.
Yeah.
I think I told her to begin with. We used to get something that she likes, and I'm not going to do that anymore.
What's
that stuff? That is some turkey dressing.
Is that special? It looks like you got it separated for some reason.
Well, it was cut, and there's just small pieces on the platter. You pick up your coffee, and I'm going to move the table back so you have more room here, huh?
Okay.
I don't think there's any crumbs on the table. I don't think there's
not much.
Don't make me choke.
Is that pie factory still over there in the plaza, A&M, or whatever it was called? I don't know what it was called.
Oh, yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. That's Mrs. Miller.
Yeah.
Was called. Yeah, it's still there.
Huh.
Been there for a long, long time.
Yes, she sure has. She sure makes delicious pies.
I haven't bought any pies there for quite a while, but I've kept the pie pans. And
I've got a pie pan from her, too.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I think you gave it to me.
It you know, it seems to make pretty good pies.
It does. It makes good pies.
I don't know whether
pies.
What's the rule about browning the bottom of pies? Is it better if you cook them in glass or in tins, you know?
I think in tins are
really
better. They brown better.
Yeah. You gotta twist it up. See, you twist it down, and that closes it. And then you twist, you go like that, and and it twists up. See, it doesn't push up and down. You gotta twist it up.
I see.
And then it'll work.
Yeah,
actually, why don't you just should leave it twisted up like that? I don't know. Now let's see if it'll work. I don't know. Maybe I. Let's see now. What are you doing, David?
Yeah,
yeah, just leave it like that. You don't even have to rinse it off. It's all
yeah,
what's
so
wrong with that stuff?
Oh, the thing didn't. She didn't know how to twist the top of it there.
What does that say on there?
Yeah, it twists. It's kind of, you know,
yeah,
like a screw.
Sure.
You twist it up.
What does it say on that bottle?
It says compare and save. That's what it says.
It was cheaper, but it's very good.
Yeah. It smells good. I like the perfume on it.
Trend. It's put out by the same people that put out the
Bleach.
Clorox or what?
Yeah, Clorox.
It doesn't say
Purex.
Oh, the other
Not
kind.
Clorox.
I'm going to see if that little angel is out here.
I buy Purex all the time.
You like it better than Clorox.
It's about the same thing. I think it's a little cheaper, but it's about the same.
Almost do a painting of some of these leaves. Mm. Hey, boy, the crows are out there. I can hear the crows. I looked up and there's a big bunch of crows.
Are they flying?
Yeah, they're all out there.
They stop.
Mm-hmm.
They used to.
They look like a whole flock of them.
Hundreds of them would fly over.
I'm gonna
and then they fly
some.
back and forth. I don't know where they go to sleep. And in the morning they fly back again.
Yeah.
Want some action?
give us a little action, Dave. You want another song?
Haven't you got a satellite up on your house yet? I should think you would have. Everybody's got satellites nowadays.
Is there something wrong with this tea kettle?
I don't know. It seems to make that noise there.
It's pretty loud.
I think it's got some of that stuff for you that gets into the tea kettle. Is it about empty? I'll see.
That's very hot. I just heated it to make these sound effects.
Well, maybe it cools off. I'll take the cover off. I think it's got some of that. What do you call it? The white stuff that collects in there.
Oh, I see.
It gets loose and then it grumbles.
Somebody asks for something like that. I just go through a whole bunch of these old National Geographics, and when I come across a picture of a duck or something, then I usually try to, you know, use that if I can. And so, but she specifically wanted geese. She likes geese.
Yeah.
And so I finally found some pictures of some geese, and I'm trying to do them.
Oh.
I think they'll come out all right.
They seem to be very popular, those birds. This little gallery that's up here in the village.
Yeah.
That has pictures.
Yeah.
And, they have so many of ducks.
Do they?
Geese.
Yeah, a lot of people seem to like birds for pictures.
What did you say you were going to do with a comb?
Oh, haven't you ever heard of comb music?
No.
You know? Oh, come on, David. Comb music? You know what comb music is.
Certainly not.
All right, I'll show you what comb music is.
Do you know what comb music is?
Comb music? Huh? No, I don't, frankly.
Oh,
yes, I do, too.
Yes, I do. You think we're going to find out what
it is? Yeah, you find out. You make it with a comb.
Yeah, comb music.
And a piece of paper.
Yeah, but I need, what kind of paper would I put over this?
Tissue paper? No.
You got any wax paper?
Yeah.
You got to just pull off a little hunk of wax paper for
it's
me.
It's got to be Wax Tax brand.
Let me see.
That's not Wax Tax.
Oh, this is good enough. What are you talking about? I don't know whether this will even work. I haven't tried cold music for years.
I haven't heard of that before.
Let's see. How do you do it? You put it over like that.
That's not Wax Tax.
And then how do you do it?
I don't know. I haven't seen anybody play phone music for a long time.
Why are you going in here? She doesn't know how to do that.
Huh?
I wish she could do it. That'd make good sounds.
Yeah. Well, maybe your mother'll know. I don't know how to. I've never played home music.
Does she know any special song?
Oh, it don't sound very good, frankly.
It's gonna be interesting if she can do it.
It's just kinda.
Come in here.
Okay, I got it.
You got it? If you don't, we'll get it.
Have you got it?
Yeah, okay. Let's see.
You got one note out of it.
Come on.
Oh, my man.
And Grandma drop all the dishes.
I can't get any tones out of it. You're supposed to... Oh, heck, I have to practice on that day, but I can't do it too well anymore. I'm blowing too hard.
Does John know how to do it?
Well, he seems to, but he's too chicken to come in here and show me.
Why don't you try it? I wish you could see yourself. Oh, dear. My stomach hurts from laughing.
I can't do it. I don't know how.
That's because it isn't wax tacks, wax paper.
Maybe you need a thinner paper. Tissue paper will do it.
I don't think so. It's got to be that other brand. Wax Tax.
Wax Tax?
Wax Tax, it's called.
That's any different from this
wax? It's a little bit thicker than this stuff, and I think it would work better.
I love Wax Tax.
What?
I'll try TP.
Where are you going in here?
This is where I get the TP.
It's dirty. Get Kleenex. Don't use the toilet paper.
That's dirty.
That's terrible. That's not going to work.
Don't tell me.
Gee, that's worse than ever.
She tried to use toilet paper. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it, no.
John says that tissue paper is better than anything, but
well,
I don't have any tissue paper.
Well,
how come you thought of that? Why did you think tissue paper would work? Do you know about comb music?
I just had a vision. I used to hear the kids play with it when I was little.
Oh,
where
really?
Was that?
And,
where was that?
Oh, back in Newton, Illinois.
Why do you have to know where it was?
We want all the people to know.
Oh, my God. What do you mean? All the people. Crazy, nobody's going to listen to this.
Why not?
Poor Grandma, we got her in a coughing spell there.
Why did she go out there?
To get the tissue paper. We're going to try it with some different kind of
you
paper.
You've got to be kidding.
I'm kidding. You don't believe that I used to play the comb.
No, I don't.
Well, that's the truth. Oh, here we are. Just one little piece, just off the corner here. Let me go like this. That's all. I don't want to ruin the whole bunch of paper
that's
here.
Okay. I never use it for anything anyway.
There, that's enough. That's it. All right. Now. You know what John said? He said you're supposed to use the kind of paper that oranges are wrapped in.
Would that make any difference?
Let's see.
I didn't know oranges were ever wrapped in paper.
I didn't either. I never had an orange wrapped in
paper. Fat wax tacks.
Oh, there, I made a big noise.
Well, you're getting there. Did she look funny?
Wouldn't you rather say stupid? Go ahead, say it. It's stupid.
Not stupid, but she looks so funny doing it.
Yeah.
Somebody hear her doing that, they think she
Somebody's gonna hear her doing it in December. All over Northern California.
Oh dear, I don't know when I've laughed so much.
You did once in 1968, I think.
Oh, I did.
What's going on?
Well, I can't get
Are you giving up?
John says the technique on this is pure vibration. And he says I don't vibrate on it. I don't know what he means by that. Something that wiggles back and forth? Is that what you mean?
He doesn't want to say.
Oh, he doesn't want to get involved.
He's chicken.
Oh, there, I got it. There, I've got it going now. Now, let's see, I got to figure out. Now.
I wish you could see yourself doing that.
Well, let's see. I got it to make a noise now. Let me see. Let me think of a tune. What's a good tune? How about, you know how the old gray mare used to go? You know, the old gray mare. She ain't what she used to be. Okay, let's see if I can do that.
Around, but I never see any. I only four they had.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
shells after I cracked all these nuts, and I thought, gee, what do I do with them? And then John says maybe they would burn in her fireplace.
They burn good. I had a bag of nuts for
you,
too.
Oh, you have? Oh.
If you can use them.
Well, sure.
This year's nuts.
Yeah.
Good nuts. I don't know, but that's the bizarre.
I use nuts a lot. I've been buying almonds when I can afford it. And I usually have a little jar of almonds sitting around to put on salads and stuff, you know.
They have a nut store up here at the plaza.
Oh, do they?
All kinds of stuff. Some of them are all visiting different flavors. Yeah. And I like this. Of course, I can't have it when I have this and that.
Yeah. Usually, I don't put any salt on the almonds. I just like to toast them and eat them just like that, you know. Watched any good shows on television lately, or usually this nothing outstanding that you can think of?
I watched The Blue and the Gray. That's good.
Oh yeah, I didn't get started with that. It was supposed to go over about 2 or 3 days, wasn't it?
I
was afraid I would miss some of it, and so I didn't even start it, but they say it was pretty good.
Started it and then I missed it.
Was it kind of a thing on history about the war or something? Since we're on this HBO thing with David's cable company, we get to see a lot of pretty late movies, you know, that are coming out. And I noticed we get a little book in the mail every month that tells you the programs that you can see, you know, for the whole month.
Uh-huh.
And we just got it yesterday, and I noticed that next month they're going to have, right around Christmas time, that movie that Henry Fonda made, you know, just before he died last year or so.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking if you're down, you know, about that time, maybe we could watch it when you're down there. It's supposed to be a pretty good one, unless you've seen it already. I don't know.
No, I haven't.
What's the name of that movie?
I haven't seen it the other day, but it comes out no matter where. It's playing here in town for a long time. But I just didn't go.
It's called
I know it's a good movie.
It has Catherine Hepburn in it. Either, but I noticed it would be playing around Christmas time, so if it is when you're down there, we'll watch it.
They have that up here too, but you have to pay extra for that.
Yeah. Well, you see, David gets the thing for nothing because we wouldn't be able to get it either if we had to pay for it, but he has it hooked up there while he's there.
Well, sure.
Probably after he moves, we won't have it anymore.
Anyway,
it'll
come over there.
I suppose. Well, I was going to say, Mom, if you feel like you want to get something for us, I could use a new pair of pajamas. So could John.
Wow.
And so could David. So why don't you just get 3 pairs of pajamas and call
them? I'm going to have a pajama stay out here.
Yeah, then we'll have a pajama party.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty good, wouldn't it?
Yeah. A pajama party. Slumber party. I'd hate to come down and cheat David out of his nice bed.
Oh, heck, that's okay. For God's sakes, you aren't there that much.
If you let me sleep downstairs in that little room. No.
Otherwise,
come on. We wouldn't do that.
He
might not even be there when next month. Who knows?
Oh. With any luck, I won't be there.
Right now?
Yeah.
This is my final statement.
Yeah, it's the last thing I'm going to record.
Oh, God, what'll I tell? Oh, I got it. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands.
One nation indivisible.
God, you remembered. With liberty and justice for all. Amen.
You missed part of it.
Hmm?
You missed part of it.
They changed it recently. It's
one
nation under God.
Oh, that's right.
Was it always that, or did they take that out?
It was indivisible first.
Oh. Is that similar to under God, or what?
No, it's just an addition.
Grandma have any final comment?
I know.
Your last chance to be on the radio.
Oh. That's awful to be the last chance.
Well, this is it. You've got fans out there.
He's just sitting here waiting, but he looks like he's pouting because you threw him out.
Oh, too bad.
Come on.
Grandma has fans, you say?
Yes, she has fans.
Oh, you've got people that want to hear your voice, Mama.
Lonely people at 3:00 in the morning.
What kind of... I don't know what sort of people that would be.
Well, it makes them happy.
Makes happy the harmonica happy.
What did Mr. TikTok swallow?